Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I am in a foul mood today. Very foul mood. I should have maybe picked up on what Mike Vrabel was putting down there this morning. I should have maybe been a little bit more in tune with what he was saying and why he was saying it. I wasn't. I kind of blew it out. It's coach speak. Of course, that's what he's going to say. He doesn't want to upset his locker room. But no way is this team going to just sit on their thumbs. No way. No way. And what did they do? They sat on their thumbs. Sat hard on their thumbs. It was a pretty big trade deadline today. More players were traded in season than in the past 25 seasons today. This is this year they were tied for the most first round picks dealt in season in the past 25 years. 2019, three first round picks were dealt as well. Sauce Gardner is the second player dealt for two first round picks in season since 1990. The other was Jalen Ramsey. And Gardner's old team, the Jets, are the first team with multiple in season trades for first round picks in the past 25 years. There was activity. Teams were active. Things happened. And the Patriots were not a part of it. As a matter of fact, the Patriots, when you add it all up, traded away more players than they traded for. And don't tell me about Jerry Rice's kid. I don't want to hear about it. If he goes out there and starts catching passes, then I'll say fine. But they didn't even trade for him. They just signed him out of nowhere. Cowboys acquired Quinnen Williams. The Seahawks land Rashid Shaheed. The Jets deal Sauce Gardner to the Colts. And Jacoby Myers, our old friend, goes to the Jaguars from the Raiders. The Jaguars did something and you didn't. The Jacksonville Jaguars. A team that I don't think has the same kind of aspirations that the Patriots have or should have. And I understand what Vrabel was saying there. We don't want to disrupt this locker room. It's a good locker room. He's right about that. This locker room is really vibing right now. And I have no issue with that. I have no quarrel with that. It's great that this locker room's getting along. But this is a locker room full of professional athletes, okay? Guys who took money to come and play there. Guys who have played the game, and I don't just mean the game on the field, have played the business of football game. And they know how it works, and they understand what it means. And when you talk about disrupting the locker room, what are you really talking about? Guys losing their jobs? Guys losing their starting jobs? Things of that nature? I don't know. Did you disrupt the locker room when you traded Keon White? Did you disrupt it when you traded Kyle Duggar? Were those disruptive moves or not? And I understand that those guys, they've been trying to get rid of for the entirety of these 9 weeks since the season started. Okay, probably even before that. And that's not a surprise. But there was a lot of smoke going around here about the Patriots looking to add. Mark Daniels had a whole list of names. He had Breece Hall on the list. He had Olave. He had Kamara. He had all the Trey Hendrickson. Like, all these guys were on the list. That's who the Patriots are interested in. These are the potential targets. But there was never any talk about terms. There was never any talk about who they were really, what position group they were really going for. None of that stuff. Because I think all along the Patriots looked at it and thought, one of two things. Now, there's two ways of thinking on this. The first one is that they didn't want to give up draft capital, and this is the one that I'm more okay with. They didn't want to give up draft capital because they feel as though the depth on this team is really weak, and you don't make it better by trading away all your draft picks. And I get that. They have 10 draft picks in this upcoming draft. 10. They also have more cap space than any team in the league. Okay? And what does that mean? Well, it's the trade deadline, Arkin. Who cares? Right. But you know what you can do with the trade deadline? You can take on money from another team. You can tell them, hey, I'll give you this, and we'll take that contract. We'll take it, and we'll try and make it work here. Or we'll take half the contract, or whatever it is. You know, like, we'll make it work with the money. And they didn't do that. And so they have all their draft picks, and they have all their money, and they have a team that I'm not going to pretend like this is the worst news ever. It's not. This team is good, okay? But it's only as good as their players that are active right now and performing well right now will take them.
Sometimes the best deals you make are the ones that you don't.
Yeah, right. Well, let's hope so, because they didn't make any. Let's hope so. That's got to be it. The best deals you make are the ones that you don't make. Great. You think that's what the Colts are thinking right now? We really screwed up here going for Sauce Gardner. The Colts, who, by the way, have a pretty good secondary. They have had some injuries, and Xavier Howard, like, retired in the middle of the season. But other than that, you know, you've got some guys back there. And Kenny Moore, I forget the guy who was injured, but you know, they have some guys. Like, they're not exact, and they've been playing well this year. Their defense has been good, but they recognized an area where they had an injury. And they went and they did something about it. Other teams did the same thing. Chargers went out and traded for a tackle after Joe Alt goes down. Now, the Patriots aren't trading to backfill an injury. They haven't had really many injuries. We'll see what's up with Kayshon Booty, I guess. That could be something. And if Jerry Rice's kid is the corresponding move for that, then that sucks. If he's going to be out for a while and they weren't in on any of these receivers, they weren't in on Myers, they weren't in on Shaheed, none of that, then that sucks. That's a big whiff. If Booty's back soon, then I'm not going to freak out about it. But if not, that was a missed opportunity right there. And I didn't have wide receiver very high on my list of positions of need. I didn't. I had it way down below edge, down below running back, down below offensive line depth, down below safety. Because you're trading all these safeties away. What, do you really feel great about your safeties? How about you get some more safeties? Like, that would have worked. Defensive back, I mean, you know, the corners are okay. Gonzalez, we'll see what that injury is, if it's even an injury right now, if it's going to keep him out in practice this week. They didn't practice today. So we'll find out about all that. But you better hope that their house is in order. You better hope that the medicals are all good. Because if not, this was a blown deadline. A blown deadline. At least the Red Sox did something. You know, at least they went out and did something. They didn't do much. And other teams around them left them in the dust at the deadline this year. But at least they went out and did something. I'm annoyed that the Patriots did nothing. I'm annoyed.
Teams have to like our players.
Yeah, I know. I know they do, Craig. It's a shame none of them did. Well, you know, there's one player they liked, Rafael Devers. They liked him so much they traded you the worst reliever I've ever seen. A couple of guys in rookie ball. And Kyle, what's his name? Kyle Williams? No, not Kyle Williams. That's Kyle Harrison, sorry. Kyle Williams was the wide receiver, who is the only wide receiver on this team that can't catch a pass, which is great. Patriots. That's the other thing. Well, we don't want to give up on these draft picks. You don't? Really? No. You don't? Because, you know, these draft picks haven't really been going great for you lately. If I felt like this team was really good at drafting, if I felt like they had a brain trust in place that was known for hitting and connecting and getting these late round guys and, you know, getting a lot of production out of players and draft picks that you normally wouldn't get, then I would say, fine. But that's not what you're talking about here. That's not what this group is. This group drafted Drake May, and that's great. The rest of that draft was an abomination. This year's draft is not looking great. Campbell, I like. Henderson, I'm coming around on. The rest of them, I mean, you tell me. This is what you're shoring up. This is what you're foregoing. Like, if you forego an established player, and you forego any sort of movement at the deadline. And again, I don't need two firsts for Sauce Gardner. That's not exactly what I'm asking for here. I wouldn't have complained if they did it. I would have said it was risky. But I would have respected it because it's something. And I can't wrap my head around nothing. I can't wrap my head around doing nothing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I said last week that this deadline is going to come down to one simple thing, one simple fact. And that fact is going to be, are you, one question, I guess, more than a fact. And the question is, are you Super Bowl or bust? Patriots, are you Super Bowl or bust? I asked this exact question last week. And I think the answer is not really. We're still going to play like we're Super Bowl. You know, we're going to go out there on the field and play our best. And Vrabel's going to motivate everybody. And that's all. They're all in the locker room going to be Super Bowl or bust. And if they win the Super Bowl, you can play this rant in 3 months. And I'll make fun of me if you want. But, you know, like that's sort of where I'm at right now. And it's not as though the Buffalo Bills made any big moves either. I'm a little surprised by that. I'm surprised the Bills didn't do anything. I'm not surprised the Colts made a big move. I'm not surprised at all. I think that made plenty of sense for them. They're in win-now mode. The Chiefs are in win-now mode. The Bills are in win-now mode. Now, not all those teams made moves. The Jaguars even thought, all right, we should do something here.
Duval!
With my guy Travis Hunter on IR. And Brian Thomas not fitting in with Mr. Duval's new offense there. But this is to me, Logan Wilson going to the Cowboys. You know, Quinnen Williams. Some of these other moves that got made, you just sort of look around the league and think, man, you know, it's pretty obvious that there were teams out there that made a point of shoring up their rosters. And the Eagles, maybe they're going a little too buck wild with it right now. You could say they are. They've given up tons of draft picks, tons of them. Howie Roseman, though, he's earned that leeway. Elliott Wolf hasn't. No one here in New England has, really. It's been a long time since they've had a really good draft. It's been a long time since they've had even a decent draft. You go back over those charts and you go back over those lists and you see all these guys who are out of the league, not on the team, just, you know, not total busts in every single case, but most of them. And I understand it's not easy. It's an imperfect science. But when the drafts are really good, we mention that, don't we? We talk about how when Belichick was going on those runs and hitting on those draft picks and bringing in all these future Hall of Famers, we talked about how great that was, right? So then what? When it stops, when it goes the other way, you got to say, well, hey, it's tough to draft. I know it is. Of course it is. But it's also tough to miss this much. It's like they're shooting the moon, basically. You know? They've missed almost every single one. That they finally land on Drake May. Maybe we'll see if Will Campbell was worth a top five pick in that way. So far, I'd say the returns haven't been bad. Drake May disagree. He's getting sacked a ton. On the other hand, some of those sacks, I'm agreeing with Andy Hart, I think some of those sacks may have been absolutely his fault. So here we are. The Patriots, standing pat, going to Tampa Bay this weekend, taking on a Bucs team that everyone had circled on the calendar after the Buffalo game. All right, well, you're not really going to get a major test here until you go down to Tampa. And now you're heading down there with the same roster you had going in, the same roster that just almost gave that game away, thanks to Parker Romo and his shankopotamus there, almost gave that game away to the Atlanta Falcons at home in a game where the Falcons didn't play particularly well outside of Drake London, who was awesome. He was awesome. Other than that, I wasn't super impressed by them. But I really wasn't impressed by the Patriots. I thought that was a regression of a game. It's great that they won it. It's absolutely great that they won it. But there were a lot of red flags in that game, absolutely. The type of red flags that you would think might motivate a front office to go out there and say, hey, all right, we're winning. We got a good record. We've beaten some bad teams. But if we really want to be taken seriously, we have got to go out there and fortify this roster. We owe it to these guys. We owe it to these fans. We owe it to everyone to go out and do this. There's one thing to be said about trusting the process. And when you're in a rebuild, fine. If you're in a rebuild and you don't want to trade away your draft picks and that's what you really believe, then fine. But when you're 7-2, you don't get that same kind of patience. You don't get that same kind of grace that you do for a team that's actually rebuilding. And that's been my point this entire time. If Fitzy's still out there, and I don't mean to yell at him, but that, you know, like that's what gets me is that, you know, you get this surprise here with Drake May and with this offense and everything. You get this surprise. You get this fool's gold. And you look at it and you go, well, isn't this nice? What are we going to do about it? Well, we're still in a rebuild technically. Are you? Are you really? Because you just spent a ton of money on that defense. And you didn't draft a ton of players in the defense. You spent money for veteran players and you brought them in. That's not really a rebuild. That's just bringing in guy. Like, rebuild. You rebuild through the draft, right? So that's where we're at. All this is fine, but next year, wait till next year when we really start drafting. Next year, you're not going to have a schedule like this. Next year, you're not going to have a schedule that can get you to 7-2 by the trade deadline. You know, I think they really looked a gift horse in the mouth here, and I wish that they hadn't. I know it's hard to get trades done, and I'm not saying that every team, there's other teams that should be annoyed too. If I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm ripped today. If I'm a Bills fan, I'm ripped today. But I'm not. I'm a Patriots fan, so I'm also ripped today too. And any team that just stood by and watched these other teams get real active at the deadline, go out there and pick up on, in some cases, elite talent. Rashid Shaheed's not elite. Jacoby Myers isn't elite. Sauce Gardner is. Quentin Williams is. The Jets got rid of some elite talent. You probably weren't getting it. But there were other moves to be made out there. I believe that there were. And you saw some of them, too. Those were the big ones. We'll get into some of the lesser trades. As I think if you're a Patriots fan, being honest with yourself, that's probably what you were expecting. That's what I was expecting. I wasn't expecting him to trade a first-round pick for Trey Hendrickson. I wasn't expecting Trey Hendrickson to even really be in the conversation. Olave, Kamara, Mark Daniels did get my hopes up a little bit. But I should have known Breece Hall was in there, that was just a Christmas Dear Santa wish list and not really anything that the Patriots were going to end up doing. We'll get into some of the lesser-known trades. We'll get to your phone calls as well. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. And you know another thing that pissed me off today is that they traded their two guys away like a week ago, right? That was last week. You know, like, okay, so Keon White, an edge rusher, and Kyle Duggar is safety, and there probably wasn't a huge market for him. But even though White sucks, he's an edge rusher on the trade block. And you trade him a week before the deadline, why not hold on and try and get some sort of thing going there? You know, like, why not wait a little bit? You thought that was going to go out the window? You thought no one else would trade a sixth-round pick for this guy? I don't think that that was a very prudent move. Kind of reminded me of Devers. All right, you want to trade Devers so badly, why don't you wait till the deadline and get an actual return for him? Get some people bidding. Get some people calling you. Instead, you just trade them to San Francisco first chance you get and get this crap bag return of rookie ball and Jordan Hicks and, you know, Kyle Harris. And, like, that annoyed me when the Red Sox did it. It annoyed me that the Patriots did that, too. And I didn't even want Keon White. It's not like I wanted him to keep him. But could you keep him at least till the deadline and maximize your return? Would that have been so bad? Would that have been so hard to do? If you were going to trade the guy anyway, why not wait until you can get the most people asking for him and the most teams desperate to improve their edge rush? And by the way, what'd you replace him with? Nothing. So yeah, I'm annoyed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.